Hi friend. When I ask, do you know your numbers in your yoga business? What just came up for you? Did you perk up and say, yes, Amanda, I know them all. Ask me about them because I've got it. Or did you get a sick feeling in your stomach? Because it's not something you're super comfortable with. And I say this with a laugh in my voice here because I was the sick stomach. I was the person who was sitting in that camp for way too long because budgeting made me uncomfortable and I really avoided knowing numbers. While I love planning and forecasting, like if I sell this, I'll make this amount of money, but it was the tracking of the month to month stuff that I really didn't want to do. And you've probably heard me talk about this on the podcast before. Like I really waited way too long to do this in my own business. But once I did, oh my gosh, I'm on the other side and I want you to be there with me because it is such a good place to be. So you're listening to this podcast episode. I'm really proud you're here. Hang with me because some of this might feel uncomfortable, but we know as yoga teachers that sometimes it takes a little discomfort to get to the other side of whatever the heck we're working through. So today I'm talking with Dondria Owens, who is a certified public accountant that helps creatives and small business owners know their numbers so that they can grow their profit, uplevel their life, and keep more money while doing it. She is the CEO of her business, and she knows what it's like, just like you, to wear all the hats in your business. And that's something we talk about in this conversation. That in order to grow your business, to do what you dream of it being and grow that business, that you have to take off the yoga teacher hat and put on the CEO hat to think strategically. Now, when I say take off the yoga teacher hat, you're not always taking it off completely, but you have to think strategically, which is not necessarily what most yoga teachers love to do. And so you have to kind of put on that hat and like, okay, I'm going to step in this for right now and make some strategic decisions. And that really comes down to a lot of money stuff usually. But I have great news for you. You don't have to start with a whole bunch of strategy when it comes to knowing your numbers. And as a matter of fact, that's what Dondria really shares in this episode. She says your first step towards knowing your numbers and having true confidence in them involves two things, and it's a piece of paper and a pen. That's it. Not even a spreadsheet. I was amazed. So you don't have to have fancy software to gain the confidence with knowing your numbers. And you have everything you need right now. You've got your paper, you've got your pen, you've got your mind, and you're ready. And so you've got everything. So we're going to dive in and hear from Dondria. I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode. I loved it, and I know you will too. But before we dive in, I want to welcome you to the Marketing Yoga with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and it is my passion to help you find the tools and the confidence within yourself to help you build the yoga business of your dreams. And the tools that we're talking about today are all financial. So I'm ready to dig in after a quick word from this episode. Sponsor. This episode is brought to you by my free Facebook group, Marketing Yoga with Confidence. Each week in this group, I share actionable tips to help you grow your yoga business, just like on this podcast. Plus, you're supported by more than 1,000 yoga teachers who are looking to do the same thing as you. This group is absolutely incredibly supportive, and it's a great place to get your marketing questions answered. So I would love to see you in this group. Go to Facebook and search Marketing Yoga with Confidence and request to join today. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Thank you so much, Dondria, for being here today. I'm so excited to talk to you about money stuff. So if someone doesn't know your name, please introduce yourself and let everyone know how you help your clients.
Awesome. My name is Dondria Owens. I'm a CPA and the founder of The Creative CFO. And we primarily work with women entrepreneurs to know their numbers and grow their profit.
Perfectly said. And who doesn't want that?
Right.
You know, knowing your profit is so important. So I just want to give a quick shout out to Aaliyah over at The Hill Creatives because you and I connected with that community through that community because you're part of it. And I just really appreciate it. So shout out to Aaliyah and want to give, I'll make sure that that link is in the show notes. But I would love to just dive in and talk about finances in our business. So let me tell you a little bit about the yoga teachers listening, that a lot of them are just new to this idea of running a business and being comfortable talking about money, getting into the finances. And so I have no doubt that you experience this with a lot of your clients. So when you experience that, what are some things that you kind of start with in terms of how to get comfortable knowing your numbers?
Yeah. So where I really like to start with my clients is making sure that they know that we have a judgment-free zone. So, you know, I post things on social media all the time, and sometimes it's a little snippy, but I let them know that Petty Betty only exists in social media. That's what I like to call it. But once we are talking about money, I always like for people to be as transparent as possible to get the help that they need. And sometimes I can identify really quickly what the hangups are. If it's a software issue, meaning I don't really like tech, I don't like software, and so tracking my numbers that way feels very hard to me. Mm-hmm. Or some people might prefer a spreadsheet because they control all of the parameters on that. You know, or some people are still, God bless them, paper receipts. But whatever you come with, we're able to make sense of it. And really, that's where the greatest help comes in, is just making sense of it all. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I do is around education, even down to the basics. And I can pretty much tell as I'm, you know, looking at a client on Zoom, and when I start to see that look, I know I've lost them.
Mm-hmm.
Go all the way back.
Yes.
And grab their hand and bring them forward. Because that's really all it is, education. Mm-hmm. And just seeing clients progress from the very beginning when they know nothing, mm-hmm. to the point where they're asking me more complex questions, I always point that out. And I mm-hmm. say, I want you to acknowledge right now the growth between when you first began and now, mm-hmm. Because that's all it is. It's growing that muscle and actually looking at yourself and saying, you know what? I am better with money. I do know more than I knew when I first began. Mm-hmm. And it's just developing confidence.
Oh, I love that so much. You're speaking my language, obviously, with the word confidence. And yeah. So I want to just pull out those nuggets that you just shared of just getting started and recognizing mm-hmm. what the hangup is. For a lot of yoga teachers that I work with, it's that it wasn't part of the education process of becoming a yoga teacher. Obviously, they learned how to teach yoga, and right. running a business wasn't really part of the training in a lot of trainings. And so it's understanding, okay, knowing the numbers is actually going to help me grow my business, and it gets easier over time. And what I have found, specifically knowing my numbers and seeing yoga teachers go through that process like you're talking about, mm-hmm. that growth in education, is there is incredible confidence once you know your numbers. And it's like, oh yeah, I am running this awesome business and I know what I'm doing. And it just comes out in all areas of business. And so I think it's amazing to know your numbers.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the greatest successes that I've seen with clients have just come from them knowing that their business is profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in the flow of running a business and money's coming in and it's going out the door and in again and out again, mm-hmm. you just kind of never really sit down to establish that base point and say, well, for this period of time, what mm-hmm. did that look like? Was I profitable or was I not? And the cash balance isn't always a good indication of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's so true. I love thinking about it, of just like really understanding what's coming in and what's going out. Because that was what I was thinking. Like, we keep using this phrase, knowing your numbers, right?
Yeah.
And so I bet there's a yoga teacher listening. And so I want to advocate for that yoga teacher saying, like, what numbers?
Yes.
What numbers do I need to know? And so I would say knowing what's coming in and going out. Would you say that those are the first ones to clue in on?
Yes. Absolutely. That's the first place you start. And to just take it a step further, it is merely cash in the door and cash out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know with your yoga teachers that some of them might have like subscription-based models, mm-hmm. you know, for people who sign up for multiple classes.
Right.
And at this stage in the game, when you're just starting, looking at it as only the cash you collected in and the cash that went out, as opposed to the promises.
Yes.
Because that gets you. Yeah. That's a different type of planning.
It is. It is. Yeah. And you're totally right. I'm thinking about the yoga teachers I work with, that the first few steps is just understanding. And I say, start with a spreadsheet. Like, do whatever's easier for you. And yes, I totally advocate and really want everyone to use some software to like track everything. But if a spreadsheet is the place to start, go with a spreadsheet and say, what's coming in and what's going out. And then about 6 months down the road, I usually get the question, but Amanda, how do I know what's coming next month? And they're talking about projections.
Yes.
And that's when it's like, oh, okay, they've gotten the rhythm of just simply tracking, and now it's thinking through projections and it does.
And I would agree with you on there. It certainly helps. The people that I see do the best with now transitioning to reports did start out with spreadsheets, and some of them were afraid to show me spreadsheets, but it's fine. We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
But having that general understanding, like you said, of what's coming in and what's going out makes the transition to real accounting software so much easier, because you will need that to do the projections.
Right. Yeah. For sure. I love that you tapped into what you just said about, like, some people are nervous to show you spreadsheets. I think I just want to make sure that everyone just heard that, because I think a lot of people will play that comparison game of, I'm not making as much money as someone else, or I'm embarrassed that I'm not making enough, or is this enough? I don't even know.
Right.
And so I think everyone needs to hear, like, we all start there. I don't know anyone who just jumps in and is like, here, take a look at all my finances. I want you to see everything.
It rarely happens. Whenever it does happen, though, that person is so far gone that they are ready to throw their hands up, like they've waited too long. So that does happen sometimes. But yeah, it is gradual, and it's based on your level of comfort. But whomever you choose to work with should make you comfortable enough. That's how you know your person. Should make you comfortable enough to hand it over to them and know that you're receiving really good advice, really sound advice to continue on and to grow.
Oh, that's so good. And I love that you just brought in, like, whoever you're working with. So if you don't mind, let's break down, because I get these questions a lot, like, how do I work with someone? What's the difference? And so I would love if you could distinguish between an accountant that helps with taxes probably once a year, maybe quarterly, but probably most likely once a year. And then the difference between an accountant that's helping with taxes and a bookkeeper that's really in the day-to-day, month-to-month.
Right. Okay. So I get this question all the time about the differences between the levels in accounting, and there's some distinctions, but not as much as people think, which is interesting. So by thinking about the tax accountant first, you want a tax accountant, or what we called an enrolled agent, to prepare your tax returns for you. Those are the people that are entrusted by the IRS who can represent you in the event you are audited. No one else can do that. So if it's your best friend's uncle who's doing your taxes and he's not one of those things, you are on your own when it comes to that audit.
Gotcha.
Those people are also required to maintain professional standards and to get recertified annually in order to be able to be up to date on the tax laws and all of that, so that they can serve you well. So that's who you want doing your taxes.
That's really good. I'm going to ask a clarifying question. You and I are in the United States.
Yes.
So we're specifically talking about the United States, but I would bet that there is an entity in all different countries.
Absolutely.
So just follow that rule no matter what country you're in, because I have listeners all over, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
And so just follow that rule of finding someone who has that entity of, like, I am certified by the governing body.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
Great.
So that would be your tax accountant. Now, when it comes to the bookkeeper, they can be anywhere as long as they are well-versed in your type of business. I say those are the best bookkeepers. You have some bookkeepers who might do work for roofers or for stores or for service providers, and then yoga teachers. You know, you want someone who very much understands your business or who will take the time to get to know it so that they can present reports to you in a way that makes sense.
Ah, that makes so much sense to find a bookkeeper that is in that niche. I talk about niching all the time for yoga teachers, right? Like I think it's the best thing you can do for your business. And this is one of the reasons why, my friend, like, because when you can do that, you're so well-versed. Like, so if you find an accountant who is well-versed in the yoga industry, they can probably find things that you never would have found yourself is what I'm guessing.
Yes, absolutely. And the way that we see this expressed is on the P&L, you have that top line, that's the revenue. So that's all of the sales that you've collected cash for. A good bookkeeper will ask you what your lines of service are. So you have the subscription-based model. You have some private training that you might do if you have a studio and you rent out space for other teachers. They will break that out so that you can see what revenue is coming from what line of service. And that's the value that having a bookkeeper should bring to you. Now, you might not know what to do with all of that information once you see it. And so that's when someone like me can help. So by trade, I'm a financial statement auditor. So I'm not a fan of taxes, but I'll do everything to get you ready for the tax return, which means I have to know taxes too. I just don't like filing tax returns. So
I love that. I just want to call attention to how awesome that is. You know your area of genius and you know where your boundary is. Like that is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like making sure everything on that financial statement makes sense and that each of the different categories are relating to the others in the way that they should be. And if they're not, I'm asking why. So in that way, I'd like to be a numbers sleuth. and then also I love, you know, niching down and looking across businesses to see why certain decisions in one business produce results here that they might not produce somewhere else, or it might look a little bit different. And so that's when I start to get more into forecasting and benchmarking, and that's the CFO side.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oof. So that's kind of the progression. And it just depends on where you are in business. But like you said, the first place to start is to get a tax accountant who you trust or an enrolled agent, and then to get a bookkeeper who is well-versed in your business and who can set your report up in a way that makes sense.
Oh, this is so good.
And then when we start to talk about growing and bringing on employees and maybe having that studio, then we want to talk about the CFO who can help you strategize forward, because everything before that point is just historical.
Ooh, that's so good. I'm loving this. So I can like visualize there's kind of this ladder of when you're first starting, it's like, okay, make sure you have separate bank accounts for your business, please, everyone.
Yes.
And make sure you have separate bank accounts, get yourself a tax accountant so that you know you're covered. Some type of an enrolled agent, tax accountant, whomever is going to help you file your taxes so that you're covered in case of an audit. Then, and maybe I should ask this question, and it might not, if you don't want to answer it or if you don't have an answer, that's okay, because it's kind of a hard one, is like, at what point do you get a monthly bookkeeper? Because is that a financial thing? For me, I would think it's financially, like, because you're paying for it on a monthly basis. So don't do that before you can afford it.
Yes, absolutely. I always say either you're going to afford the bookkeeper or take some of your time. Now, whenever that time trade-off becomes, you know, if it takes me 3 hours to do my bookkeeping, but that's 3 hours I could have a private client and make more than I pay the bookkeeper, get the bookkeeper.
Gotcha.
Because you like the work that you do way more than you do the bookkeeping. Like, that's not your business.
Yes.
So that is the trade-off, is to look at your time versus what you could earn in that time and decide then if it's a good hire.
Okay. Okay. So then you've got a bookkeeper and someone's helping you in the month to month, getting those line items, asking those questions, figuring all this out. And then it's like, okay, it's time to grow and put on that CFO hat, which it takes me back to my corporate days. And I'm like, oh man, I remember the CFO's office, right? I remember being called in there and they were always so smart is what I could think of. It's like, I just remember thinking, gosh, these people know their numbers. They're so financially smart. And it was always fun to talk to them. So you kind of, you have to put on a different hat for that. And you are that hat. That's so cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, especially, but you know what it really means for the business owner is that he or she has to put on their CEO hat.
Yes. Preach it.
Yeah.
Preach it right now, because that is like the hardest hat to put on.
It is.
It's a quick title that we want, but it's a hard hat to put on.
Absolutely. And just know that CPAs running their own firms and CFOs and all of that, we're the CEOs of our business too. So we know it's hard. Like we get it. we don't envy you at all in that position. But you are making the high level decisions in the business at this point. Mm-hmm. And any decision that you want to make, you want to be utilizing your CFO to help you determine what the numbers would look like given any scenario. And that's really where their value comes in, is that forward look. Because we've got the accountants, we've got the bookkeepers, that they are telling us what we have historically done at this point. Mm-hmm. And so we know we can do that. But if we tweak a few things, what's going to be the effect of that on our bottom line? Because at the end of the day, the goal of every business should be to have profit.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
for
so
sure.
You're going to lean heavily on that CFO to keep you in the black.
Oh, it's so good to think about that as historical data. Hey, this is what happened. The numbers don't lie. I'll usually say that at some point during a conversation about money is like, you look at the numbers and they literally cannot lie for you. Like it happened. That's exactly the amount you brought in and what you spent. Yeah. And thinking forward with the CFO idea of this hat. And for anyone that doesn't know, I feel like I should say it's Chief Financial Officer.
Right.
Is what CFO stands for. And so when you put on that hat is looking forward or working with someone like you who is looking forward. Oh, that's such a good idea of thinking of how those two things are different.
Right. Because it lets you know internally exactly when you need each of those people.
Right. Because if someone hired a CFO at the beginning of their business, that would be not a good idea.
No.
I don't want to say waste of money, but I feel like it would kind of be a waste of money.
Yeah. Yeah. And it would be outside of integrity for a CFO, you know, because it's not what you need at that point.
Right.
You
need to make some money first.
Absolutely.
You got to make some money. You got to have those sales. Track that income, track those expenses. That's absolutely fantastic. So we have a whole bunch of people like in different areas that are listening right now. So if you could give a little nugget of advice, maybe for these three different levels of people, of like, if someone's listening today and they're like, man, these ladies have talked about knowing the numbers and I don't even know those numbers. What would you say is like a really good first step for that person?
Yeah. You know, I'll even go further than just the spreadsheet and I'll say, take a piece of paper and first list out all of your expenses. And I guarantee you can't remember them all. So print out the last 3 months of your bank statement and go through and look and see what's there. Three months is usually a good enough time to like really see, you know, do that first. And then now that you see all of your expenses, what do you need to pay yourself every month?
Yes.
Let's add that in there. And so when you add those things together, you come out with that final number. I call it the magic number. This is your break-even point in your business.
Okay.
So if worst came to worst, this is the number that you need to bring in cash every month just to cover the basics.
Including paying yourself. I love
it. Yes, you have to be included. There's no There's no, I see this happen with business owners so much. There is no job you could go to that you'd go every day faithfully and work as hard as you do in your business and then walk away and not expect a paycheck.
Yes. It's so true.
It just,
if any company tried to hire me for $0 an hour,
it would be a no.
It would be a no. Yeah.
Ooh, so good. You have to approach your business the same way. You are part of the equation. And so having that number in mind, that should take so much pressure off of you. Just because we see people set goals all of the time with no basis behind them. It's just, oh, I want a six-figure year or right. a five-figure month, or now it's the million-dollar year. Six figures is no longer enough. I need a million.
Yeah.
And while that's great, it really doesn't help you where you are because that goal is so far off.
Right.
So start where you are and then let's build on that.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's so good. I love that piece of advice. It's just knowing and including your pay in that number. So critical. It's so critical. And knowing that that is enough. I feel like I talk about this a lot and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Knowing what enough is so powerful.
Yes.
Knowing that this number, because there's so many, like you just said, there's so many messages that come our way about a six-figure year, a seven-figure year, a five-figure month, all of these things that we feel like we should, I put quotes there for everyone listening, that we should be bringing in. And it's like, what do you really need? Mm-hmm. What do you need to pay your bills? What do you need to keep your business virtual doors, real doors open? What do you actually need? Well, that's such a great piece of advice. And it starts with a piece of paper.
That's it. That's all you need.
I love that. So if we have someone in the next stage where they're like, okay, I know a pretty good amount of what's going on in my business. And I think I might be at the place where I might want to hire a bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. How would you, are there any pieces of nugget of like a piece of information that you would say, here are a few questions you could ask as you're looking for a bookkeeper? Because like you said, it needs to feel comfortable. So I would say it's like interviewing someone.
Right. It is. You should definitely be able to have a consultation with anyone you're considering. Mm-hmm. Make sure their pricing is very clear and that what they're going to do for you is very clear, their description of services. Mm-hmm. So at a minimum, that person should be categorizing all of your transactions, reconciling to the bank statement, and producing a report from the software for you.
Okay.
So that's at a minimum.
That's the great.
The questions that you want to ask them if they've worked with anyone in your industry before and what that looks like. If they can provide you with referrals, that's always good. Because I will tell you, accounting business is very much by referral. And if people are happy, they are happy to tell you that they're happy.
Okay. That's really true. I mean, I have definitely heard people rave about their bookkeeper when they hear someone say that they need one. Like in any type of business conversation, it's like people get in the chat real quick. Oh, my bookkeeper's amazing. And she does this. So people really do. They like to say that for sure. Those are great questions. And you actually have a blog post on questions, like a few other questions. So I will make sure to link that in the show notes because it was definitely something that caught my eye on your website because it's so helpful to know, because that's a scary thing to give someone access to all the money behind your business. It's a vulnerable thing. And so you do want to make sure you're finding the right person. So that was really helpful.
Yeah.
And of course, in the next bucket, it's like the people who are growing and have seen growth and are like, oh shoot, I need to start looking forward because everything is rocking and rolling and going great. Now it's time to like, I feel like there's probably, maybe the first thing we could think about is like, how do you know when it's that time? How do you know when it, like, what questions do we start asking ourselves so we know it's time to even think about the idea of a CFO?
Yeah. So at that level, most people aren't worried about making a profit. They're clear on that. They're paying themselves. They may even have a team that they're paying, but they are wanting to know if this next investment is the right thing for them.
Okay.
Is that going to produce more sales for them? Or how can I get more sales in the door? We want to grow even more.
Mm-hmm.
I see some people at this stage, they're, you know, doing advertising and marketing, and that's a huge spend, you know, in the beginning. And they want to know, what should I be looking for from this advertising? I know I'm spending X number of dollars, but how do I know if it's working?
Right.
Yeah.
Those are great. Those are great questions and great indications.
Yeah.
Is there a return on this investment? How can I better track this? I mean, that's speaking my language, because obviously I talk about marketing all the time and tracking those types of things. So those are great questions. And then once someone is ready to put on that hat or talk to someone like yourself and learn, what are some good next steps for them to take
to get ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's just booking the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Book the consultation, know what your pain points are, what the types of questions are that you have. And then that CFO can tell you if they can help you with that.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
The good thing is that we know our strong points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that I'm really great at looking at the P&L, seeing what needs to be streamlined based, because we all have our own methodology. But, but then after seeing how businesses like these are run, we also know what's possible for you. So that's the beauty in finding someone who specializes in your niche. Mm-hmm. Is that they can rank you against other businesses that are similar to yours and tell you where you might be able to find some efficiencies.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want that.
Yeah.
That's immediately was like, I want that. Isn't that so neat how that works?
Yes.
For sure. I love that. Oh, that's so good. So I'm going to make sure that there's links to all kinds of things in the show notes, your website, that blog post, so many great resources. You've got tons of free resources. Like, I'm going to link to it all. It's great. So to bring this all in, what would be, and maybe you've really already given it, of like, what's that last piece of information that you would give someone who has been listening to us now for this entire episode and is like, okay, I'm nervous, but I'm going to do it. Like, is there a mindset little nugget of information that you would share?
You know, I have this quote in mind that I share, especially if I know I'm about to have a conversation with a client who might be a little bit timid about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, all good financial decisions come from knowing your numbers. And so I know everyone wants to make good financial decisions, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we all do. And so knowing your numbers, that's a part of that. And that's all the expectation is that you know what they are now, and now you can make your next decision.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to add on there, because as you were talking, I was like, I would say knowing your numbers and not judging them.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think it's really easy, and I'm like pointing at myself here, to look at numbers and know the numbers, but it's really easy to judge them and think, I should have done more, or I could do more, or I bet so-and-so did more, or whatever it is. Like, I was knowing your numbers and not judging them is going to be like, that would be so important, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all of this information. Where can people find out more about you? And like I said, I'll have all the links in the show notes.
Okay. Well, I'm on Instagram all the time at the Creatives CFO. Love Instagram. And then we're just thecreativescfo.com on our website.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your time with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So how much fun was that conversation? I hope you really enjoyed it. I really, really hope you did. I just want to tell you that after we stopped recording, we talked even longer because it was such a pleasure to talk with Dondria. It was so much fun, and we just kept the conversation going. But she shared so many nuggets of wisdom in the podcast episode that I just took away so many notes, and I hope you did too. She broke it down to make knowing your numbers super, super easy and did a phenomenal job of explaining the different options we have for help in our business as our businesses grow. But for today, your next step is to know your numbers. So if you're not sure about them, I want you to start with the pen and paper just like she mentioned. And if you already know your numbers, then maybe it's time to hire a bookkeeper. I want you to check out her blog post. It's linked in the show notes to see the questions to use during that interview process. And if you're really ready for that big growth and looking into the future, check out How to Work with Dondria and her team. And really think about putting on that CFO hat or hiring that CFO hat out so that you can grow the business of your dreams. So have fun with this, step into it, take all the time you need, but don't put it off any longer. And until next time, give yourself permission to know your numbers and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.